It herself. She had survived two encounters with the droids of Sabaddon before this, and now she had also survived the most embarrassing romantic encounter of her life. She was Special Forces trained. What could a bunch of low-life grunts possibly do to throw her?
"Well, well," said a voice from the troops assembled in the room. "If it isn't Toxic Moxla, the snitch from Khifu."
There, in the front row, was the Zabrak who had challenged her on Coruscant. Perfect, she thought. Just fragging perfect. Axe looked up as the Padawan entered the staging area. There wasn't literally a cloud over his head, but there might as well have been. His face was shadowed, overcast, on the brink of some kind of internal storm. She moved out of the corner she'd found for herself, far away from the Republic throng waiting for the shuttle to launch, and crossed to him.
"You're angry," she said. "Only at myself."
He tried to shrug her off, but she wasn't letting him go so easily.
"That's the first time I've seen you this way. It's an improvement."
He gave her a scathing look.
"What are you talking about?" "Anger is a good thing," she said. "It frees you. Makes you stronger."
"That's a lie. Anger is a path to the dark side."
"You say that as though it's a bad thing."
She drew him closer to her.
"You know, you fight pretty well. Imagine how much more powerful you could be if you could shrug off the repressive ways of your masters and..."
"Don't." He wrenched his arm free. "Your mother was angry too. And look where that got her."
She recoiled.
"What did you plan to do to her when you found her?"
She let the truth of that show on her face.
"Anger and hate bleed everything dry."
He stalked off. Axe didn't smile until she was sure he wasn't looking. His disgust made him beautiful, and that was reward enough for her. Shigar put as much distance as he could between himself and the Sith girl. She was pretty, but her face hid a foul heart. Best, he told himself, to stay well away. His revulsion was inevitably entangled with feelings of regret for Lorin. How could he have handled that encounter so badly? He should have been less astonished, gentler. Was this what Master Satil had meant about being kind? His master came up to him and put a hand on his shoulder. He felt instantly calmer, as though she had sucked the tension out of him.
"We'll be descending in the same shuttles," she said. "Imperials and us alike. You will meet far worse."
"I know, Master. She just took me by surprise."
"That is ever their aim. When I was a Padawan..."
A clang of metal on metal cut her off. The external airlock hissed open. A squadron of Imperial soldiers marched in, matching the Republic contingent one for one. This was clearly the squad that would be joining them on the drop onto the island containing the Hex's coordinating intelligence. They were human, hard-faced, and heavily armed. Their discipline was impeccable. Not a cheek twitched out of place, not a lip curled. Behind them came a dark presence that turned Shigar's blood to water. A tortured amalgam of flesh and metal. He stood a head taller than anyone else and radiated a deep, bone-piercing chill. He had once been a man, but the dark side had twisted every